you gotta understand. Let's talk a little bit about the Historic Trails Award. Over on the video channel on YouTube, MacD had a question about that award. And this award is connected with a lot of the historic trails that are throughout the United States. The Historic Trails Award is achieved by Scouts BSA troops in recognition of historic activities on a historic trail. Many of these trails have hiking medals for those who can complete the entire journey. Now, in addition to that, the Historic Trails Award is earned by the unit, and all the members that participated are given this award. Now, this might be unusual, and it depends on where you're listening to this podcast, but there's a link to this list through National of all of the historic trails throughout the United States. The requirements for Historic Trails Award are very minimal. In fact, there's only three real requirements. The first real requirement is to locate a historic trail or site and study the information relating to it. The information may be obtained from historic society, public library, or people living near the trail or site. Now, as I mentioned, this particular podcast has a link to the national database by the BSA. The second requirement is to actually hike or camp for 2 days and one night along the trail or in the vicinity of the site. Now, in some cases, there is no camping permitted on the trail. So if you're hiking, it's a day in, you know, you have to get to the other side where there is a camping facility or a camping location. It's not required to be camping. They could actually do half the trail one day, and then the next day they would do the next portion. But the night in between, they could be at a campsite off of location. Not every historical trail has the facilities to support camping overnight. In some cases, these trails could be pack it in, pack it out, and that might be an extra difficulty for new hikers. There is even an option for a hotel or staying in a home for the night near the site or the trail. And this is because of the variations of all the different historical trails throughout the United States. The third requirement is to cooperate with an adult group, such as the Historic Society, to restore and or mark all of the parts of the trail or site. And this may be done during the hike or in the overnight camping if it's available. Now, this can also be with the same group to plan and stage a historic program, ceremony, or other public event related to the trail or site. In that case, this should be large enough to merit coverage by local media to publicize this historic trail or site. To wrap things up, the unit leader needs to fill out the application and submit it to the local council service center. Once it is approved, of course, the ribbon and all the different patches, and the patch is quite unique. It's the wagon train going across to the west, and it's got a silhouette of the United States behind it, and of course it has Historic Trails Award across the top and Boy Scouts of America on the bottom in this blue patch. It's also available as a leather patch that can be sewn to a backpack or a jacket. This award really is significant because you can get it repeatedly, and then each of these historic trails may even have a medal. So it's something to look into. That is in requirement one of the Historic Trails Award. So I highly encourage that you introduce this idea when planning out the year. So many troops may not have this ability, and they can go out of state. This could be a big part of your summer adventure. You can include this with many other events. But if the scouts don't know about it, they're not going to be able to do it. So introducing them to this concept is very important. And we do a lot of work for our scouts, so we need to make sure that they have these opportunities put in front of them so that they can participate and get involved. The Historic Trails Award has been around for a very long time, just like scouting. And I am so proud of all that you do in scouting, especially for our young future leaders of the America that we love. And like always, I'll see you on the historic trail.